It's actually not one conversation that you have just in one sitting. It's something that you would bring up over the course of several conversations. And so the easiest thing to do, and Thanksgiving being the perfect time, would be, how do you want to be remembered? It's the type of thing you could talk about as you're sitting around the table. And, you know, maybe grandma might say, you know, I want to be remembered for being adventurous and for traveling around the country, taking those odd jobs and, you know, working in factories and being brave. And grandpa might say, I want to be remembered for all those wooden toys I made all you grandkids. But how do you want to be remembered? And the being remembered part gets into the funeral and what you want when you die, because it gets into the memorialization, which is one of the parts of planning your funeral.
And how do you make that transition from how do you want to be remembered to how do you want your service to be held?
Well, one of the things that you would do is, hey, Ma, remember when you said you wanted to be remembered for being adventurous? Is that something that you would want, do you think, on your marker? Do you even want a marker? You know, I don't even know what kind of burial you want. I don't even know what kind of funeral you want. You know, I remember when Grandma died, she had the full Catholic burial. Is that something that you want too? And then the conversation continues.
What is the reaction when you bring it up, though? I mean, some people might say, what, are you trying to get rid of me or something?
Well, and you could joke and say, you know, of course not. But I think it's better for us to have the conversation now than, you know, when we're crying. Now, in the type of work that I do, I deal with families who are grieving and making these decisions, and I deal with families who are pre-planning. And some of the families that pre-plan because they were in the situation where their parents did not pre-plan. Just the other day, I was dealing with a woman, her and her husband were pre-planning. Her parents did not. And she has a brother that her and her sisters no longer speak to. Things get really uncomfortable, and there was a lot of fighting in planning her parents' funerals. And her brother felt alienated and no longer speaks to them. And she said she didn't want that to happen to any of her children. She wants to leave this world knowing all of her children will still speak to each other.
What goes on in the pre-planning process?
Well, there's all kinds of different steps. You know, first of all, you have to know if you want to be buried, if you want to be entombed. If you're buried, you're going into the ground. If you're entombed, you're going in a mausoleum. Cremation is just one portion of it. If you're cremated, you can still be buried in the ground. You can still be entombed in a niche in a mausoleum. Some people say, well, I'm going to be cremated and kept at home. You still have to make a plan. What happens when that first generation goes? Who's going to get the cremated remains after that? So you have to really still make a plan what's going to happen to your cremated remains. So that's one step. Also, working with a funeral director and making plans. When you work with a funeral director, you can put some money aside in trust, and that money will grow and everything will be paid for. You don't have to do that. You can also just work with the funeral director and say, you know I'm going to want this type of service and I'm going to want that. If you're a Catholic, some parishes have a person who volunteers, or it's part of their job at the church to help you plan your funeral mass, and they'll keep a file on you. So if you want to plan your mass instead of having your children plan your mass, you can do that as well.
Now, so far, we've been talking about pre-planning for older people. Mm-hmm. What about for younger people? I mean, we hate to think that our children, we may outlast our children, but that is a possibility. Do you get cases where people have pre-planned for every member of their family, young and old?
Well, there's one population where parents, adult parents, do plan for their adult children. And that's the case where it's an adult child who may have some sort of disability. And New York State requires that they have a plan for that child's funeral. And I think it gives the parents some peace of mind knowing that that is something that their child will be taken care of all the way through, even when the parent is gone. So I think it's kind of a nice exercise for the parents, not just an exercise, but it gives them some comfort and confidence. I don't know that parents need to plan for their adult children. I think adult children need to make their own plans. And I know of friends who, as they approach their 40th birthday, say, you know what, I know that we're going to be living here forever. for my 40th birthday, I want to pick my spot, and I want to do it now while I'm healthy.
Tell us about the website, talkofalifetime.org.
Okay, well, you can reach it through our website, which is capitaldistrictcemeteries.org /talkofalifetime. And the Talk of a Lifetime, it's a video, a short video, and it has some suggestions for how you can begin that talk. And it shows families actually who have had the talk, and it's showing them that it wasn't so bad, that things that the adult child learned or things that the couple found important about each other that they wanted to share with their adult children and their grandchildren. So it shows that it is not necessarily a morbid thing, that it can be something positive. And again, it's just starting the talk, saying this is how I'd like to be remembered, and these are some of the talents, these are some of the things that are my legacy. So it's just starting the talk.